Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I didn't know I was here already. Oh, my goodness. So glad to have you with us on this wonderful Friday night. Whoops, here, let me stop my talking over here. Hello, hello to our Zoomers, our YouTube, Facebook. Hello, world. How is everybody tonight? I forget it's Friday night already. Oh, my goodness. Pastor is sleeping in a truck stop. Over in Stanley, so he's not going to be with us tonight. Well, he will be later, but right now he needed to get to sleep here, get some sleep. He got to sleep really late today, so what we're going to do tonight is first figure out what's going on here with our We'll figure that out later. So what we're going to do tonight is replay one of our messages from last year at this time. It was titled, It's Time to Reap for Me. It was talking about Pastor's prophetic word that he had received from the Lord for us for 2023. And then I have today, I spent most of the day, I had said I was going to do this earlier, and I just hadn't had a chance to do it yet, but I don't have a full list yet, but I had wanted to compile a list of all of the prophecies for this year, for 2024, that some of the leaders in the kingdom that we trust and follow received from the Lord. I just thought it would be really insightful to hear them all together in one list and connect and compare the words that they had received. And wow, it really is already very, very interesting. It's a very interesting list of words and the message that God is sending out to all of us. And boy, it's very positive if you are walking with God. And to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, because it really is a time of separating the sheep from the goats here. So that's what we're going to do tonight. Actually, maybe I'll do that first. I was going to wait until after. And then also the second part of the title is Winning the Lost. It's Time to Reap for Me and Win the Lost, which Pastor had talked about that quite a bit yesterday. Well, this whole week, actually. Praying for those coming across the border and for all of these lost. That's kind of what he was addressing in this message. So that's that. And I think that we're all set up and ready to go now. There's Facebook is set up. I think all of the shares have been sent out. YouTube is a go. Blog Talk Radio is a go. Hallelujah. So let me pull up to start with our pledges. And we'll do our opening prayers. And then, we'll go ahead and play Pastor's message first, because that, like I 23, and then I'll read you the list of prophecies that I have for 2024. How does that sound? All right, here we go. I'm going to share the screen. And let's go to our pledges. Our pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And then our pledge to the Christian, or to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And our community of faith opening prayer. Father, we pray these prayers and make these declarations boldly through the blood of Jesus as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And then let's pray our verses. We pray these over Israel, over the United States of America, and every lost person in our lives, and over every terrorist and those supporting them. We pray Ephesians 1:17, Jeremiah 24:7, and Romans 10:9. We pray, Father, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. And God, give them a heart to know you, that you are the Lord, and they shall be your people, and you will be their God. For they shall return to you with their whole hearts. And Father, we pray they will come to know Jesus, believe, receive, and confess him as their Lord and Savior. Amen. And the blood of Jesus speaks a better word. The blood of every martyr, every fallen soldier, every victim of terrorism, every child that has been aborted cries out today, Father, bring heaven's justice against these workers of iniquity who pervert justice and have no regard for life. We ask for your mercy. We repent of the sins of the nations of the world. We seek your face. We turn from our wicked ways. Forgive us of our sins, Lord, and heal our land. Amen. and amen. And you know what? This just made me think, too. I just got a thing from Truth and Liberty Coalition. I want to read this to us because it's always encouraging. They are so good at keeping track of everything that's going on and not just the negative things that are happening. They, like they've said, truth keeps winning. And here we have tonight, 25 Republican governors issue a joint statement defending Texas's right to self-defense. That is so awesome. That makes me so happy. And I'll read that. It's not very long, so I'll read that too. And then, Governor Mike Parson celebrates that Missouri is abortion-free. Ohio legislature overrides veto of bill banning transition care for minors. So these are really great things. Listen to this. This is about the governor, the Texas right to defend itself. 25 GOP governors issued a joint statement Thursday defending Texas's right to defend itself amid the illegal immigration crisis at the southern border. The governor said the Biden administration has left America completely vulnerable. Instead of enforcing the law, the federal government has attacked Texas for protecting U.S. citizens from the historic surge and its deadly consequences, such as the threat of terrorists entering the U.S. and from drugs like fentanyl that are killing Americans in record number, according to the DEA. We stand in solidarity with our fellow Governor Greg Abbott and the state of Texas in utilizing every tool and strategy, including razor wire fences, to secure the border, the letter says. We do it in part because the Biden administration is refusing to enforce immigration laws already on the books and is illegally allowing mass parole across America of immigrants who entered our country illegally. The authors of the U.S. Constitution made clear that in times like this, states have a right to self-defense under Article 4, Section 4, and Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3 of the U.S. Constitution. The governors continue. Because the Biden administration has abdicated its constituted compact duties to the states, Texas has every legal justification to protect the sovereignty of our states and our nation. And it goes on more, and I won't read the rest, but isn't that awesome? People are finally standing up. Thank you, Lord, for the boldness. And then this one, Governor Mike Parson celebrates that Missouri is abortion-free. Abortions have dropped to zero. In his final state, this is the article, in his final state of the state address, pro-life Missouri Governor Mike Parson on Wednesday touted his success at making his state abortion-free, embarking on his final year in office, term limited. He told a joint session of the Missouri General Assembly, "We have fought the fight for life and reduced the number of abortions in our state from 8,000 annually to zero." Not surprising. Democrats sat in stony silence on abortion and every other accomplishment. "I'll be leaving here with my head held high," Parson said. Isn't that awesome? I love it. And then the Ohio Senate on Wednesday took a buzzsaw to the buzzword of gender-affirming care. Hallelujah. The Senate voted 23-9 to override Republican Governor Mark DeWine's veto of a bill to ban medical care for minors who believe they want to change their gender in a bill that also says men who claim they are women cannot play on women's school sports teams. Ohio State House overrode the veto 65-28 earlier this month. The law will take effect in 90 days. The law allows state licensing boards to penalize healthcare providers who provide puberty blockers and hormone therapy to minors, although it allows those already receiving those drugs to continue getting them, which I don't understand that. Well, at this point, it probably poses more of a health risk to pull them off of it. I don't know. But hopefully that will be, you know, their next thing to deal with. But we're making progress in getting things back to human. Thank you, Lord. And thank you for these that are so bold to stand up and stand against these. I just don't even have words. So anyways, that's great news to start the night with, don't you think? So I'll get our message started. And then, like I said, afterwards, if we have time, I'll read the compilation of prophecies that I have listed for this year. It's really, really a good list. It's interesting and enlightening, and I love it. So thank you for being here, and I'll get us started now. Whoops. You stop this and go here. It is quite a process here. We had to laugh with Sister Tracy last night practicing, but God bless her and good for her. Before we start our Revelation series, she's determined she's going to get comfortable with getting in and out of Zoom and working it, and that is such a great idea. So you're not struggling as you're trying to get going here. Oops. Oh, my. Here we go. Recapping last year.